Losing 5-2 in St. Cloud Friday was disappointing, to say the least. But credit this BSU Beaver women's hockey team for being so resilient. The Beavers never quit. They knew Saturday they still had a chance to take 3 points in league play with a win and make things in the WCHA standings very interesting here in the final stretch. Well, I ain't at the top, but I ain't at the bottom. Being in the middle for me ain't a problem. As a matter of fact, where I'm at really ain't too bad at all. I know I ain't got every little thing I want, but I got everything I need. And that's a pretty good place to be. Senior forward Cicely Nelson was moved up to that top line alongside Summer Thibodeau and Lauren Miller, and that sparked the first goal of the game.
Lauren Miller with the puck. She'll play it over to Nelson. Nelson fires a shot and a goal! Cicely Nelson puts the Beavers on the board. 1-0 with 10:43 to play here in the second period. That's exactly the spark of energy that Bemidji State needed right now.
Although the Huskies would answer back, the Beavers' Alexis Joyce would strike to help her team regain the lead.
Here comes Alexis Joyce and Abby Haluska! Bemidji State goes up 2-1. The Beavers came racing up the ice and Joyce to Haluska. Haluska's in on the right-hand side. She pops that one past all the Beavers, take the lead back.
And leave it to senior forward Lauren Miller, who tapped in the empty net goal for the 3-1 win.
Beavers come away with the puck. Here comes Miller and Radke. Miller winds up and fires an empty net goal for Bemidji State. 3-1 our score here with 1:07 to play in the third.
Coach Scanlon even said Miller was the best player on the ice Saturday night.
Yeah, I thought Lauren Miller was the best player on the ice. She just kept putting pressure on him with her speed. You know, she created that goal by pushing their D back, runs a little crisscross, and then Nelly wired it. That was nice. So, but I think Lauren really had a strong game for us and created a lot just in terms of offense. Nice to see her get that empty netter too. No, I ain't at the top, but I ain't at the bottom. Being in the middle for me ain't a problem. As a matter of fact, where I'm at
really ain't too bad at all. There's still a chance the Lady Beavs could finish as high as fifth place. It all comes down to tonight. The Beavers need to come out strong as they face off against the eighth place MSU Mavericks. Our Benusa pregame show and the face-off are coming up next on the Beaver Radio Network.